The church communicators gathered at 475 Riverside Drive in New York City, in a building often called the God Box because it houses so many church headquarters. They meet together, American Baptist, AME Zion, Lutheran, Episcopal, Methodist, Congregational, Presbyterian, Roman Catholic, United Church of Canada, and so many more. All together, they heard the thoughts of a Roman Catholic millennial scholar.
When I was 20 or 14 or 15, whenever I first began to think about these things, I wasn't thinking, I mean, it never occurred to me the year 2000 would make my particular obsession all of a sudden relevant to a lot of people. But this has happened, and I'm starting to get more and more requests for speaking engagements, and you all have managed to buy me cheap right before I strike it big.
Stephen O'Leary is the author of a book called Arguing Apocalypse. His point of view is that this great recognition of the birth of Christ is a time for Christian churches to band together and hold high their faith and to celebrate. But he also warns that many religious groups will claim the end time is about to arrive and that the gathered Christian celebrations are merely a preordained warning.
You all ought to know, and I'm sure you do, that the whole Council of Churches movement and any efforts at ecumenicism are greeted by a large portion of the fundamentalist community as yet another symptom of the one-world religion of the Antichrist of the last days. So, I mean, sort of like the better you do your work, the more people will flip that and say, well, see, it's the Whore of Babylon that we saw in Revelation. We have a major symbol here. We are, all of us, people in the business of trafficking in symbolism and defining our institutional identities through symbols. We have here the opportunity of the millennium. Let's not blow it.
How do the mainline churches maintain their own ownership of the millennium event? Well, they need to make preparations. But everything doesn't have to happen all at once. O'Leary expects all of the year 2000 to be an open season for millennium celebrations, and he suggests that the anniversary opportunity will last much longer than that.
If you commemorate the life of Christ, then you're commemorating it's a 33-year cycle. So take the long haul and ask people to think about 2033. What do you want? I mean, when we plant a tree in the ground now, our grandchildren will see it and commemorate. We commemorated the birth. They will commemorate the resurrection. What do we want them to see? What time capsule can we make for them? What trees will be flowering by the time that anniversary comes around?
When is the exact date to celebrate? O'Leary isn't real picky about that. If you like December 31st, 1999, that's fine. Or a year later, that's fine too. Whatever, that will be your date to kick off the big millennium season. I'm Mike Hickox.